JP Morgan approves Hashkey Exchange for client money accounts. JP Morgan has approved Hashkey Exchange to open a client money account, according to a report from Wu Blockchain published on August 3, 2026. Hashkey is Hong Kong's largest licensed crypto exchange and a U.S. bank of JP Morgan's size, agreeing to hold client funds for a digital asset venue, remains uncommon. A client money account is the plumbing that lets an exchange keep customer cash separate from its own operating funds at a regulated bank. For most industries, this is routine. For crypto exchanges, it has been one of the hardest doors to open because large banks have spent years keeping the sector at arm's length over compliance and reputational concerns. The banking access problem this addresses. Exchanges have long struggled to find banks willing to hold fiat on behalf of their customers. When a user wires dollars or Hong Kong dollars to buy crypto, that money has to sit somewhere before and after a trade. Without a cooperative bank, exchanges are forced to use smaller institutions, payment intermediaries, or workarounds that regulators scrutinize closely. The collapse of crypto-friendly banks in the United States in 2023 made this worse. Silvergate and Signature, two of the main banking rails for the industry, shut down within days of each other, and their failure left exchanges scrambling for replacements. That episode is the backdrop for why a JP Morgan approval carries weight beyond the single account it opens. Segregated client accounts also matter for user protection. When customer funds are held separately at a top-tier bank rather than commingled with a firm's own money, the counterparty risk that sank platforms like FTX is reduced. It does not eliminate risk, but it puts the cash under a regulated custodian rather than inside the exchange's own balance sheet. Hashkey's regulatory footing in Hong Kong. Hashkey Exchange operates under a license from Hong Kong's Securities and Futures Commission, which built a formal regime for virtual asset trading platforms that took full effect in mid-2024. That framework requires licensed venues to segregate client assets, meet capital rules, and follow custody standards, which is exactly the kind of structure a large bank looks for before agreeing to hold client money. Hong Kong has positioned itself as a regulated gateway for digital assets in Asia, in contrast to the outright bans and restrictions seen in nearby mainland China. The city has approved spot crypto exchange traded funds, licensed multiple trading platforms, and moved on stablecoin legislation. A JP Morgan approval for a locally licensed exchange fits that trajectory and gives Hashkey a banking relationship that many competitors still lack. The approval also lands as institutions across Asia test deeper ties to crypto infrastructure. Banks in the region have been experimenting with tokenized deposits and settlement systems, and access decisions like this one are part of how traditional finance decides which crypto counterparties it is willing to touch. Reading the broader signal, one account approval does not rewrite the relationship between big banks and crypto exchanges. JP Morgan approving a client money account is a specific operational decision, not a public endorsement of the asset class. And the bank's leadership has been openly skeptical of Bitcoin for years, even as the firm builds out blockchain and tokenization products. Still, the direction is consistent. U.S. banks have been given clearer supervisory guidance on serving crypto clients over the past year, and the pattern of large institutions cautiously opening specific services to licensed, regulated venues has been building. An exchange that can point to a JP Morgan banking relationship has an easier time attracting institutional traders who need to know their fiat sits somewhere credible. The timing sits against a soft market. As of August 3, 2026, Bitcoin trades around $62,589, down 1.3% on the day and 4.3% over the week, with Ether near 1849 and the Fear and Greed Index reads 33 in fear territory. Infrastructure and access news like this tends to matter more over quarters than over days, and it is the kind of development that compounds regardless of where prices sit in a given week. For everyday users, banking access is invisible until it breaks. It determines whether deposits and withdrawals clear smoothly, whether an exchange can keep serving a region, and whether the fiat side of a crypto account is held somewhere that will not vanish overnight. A stronger banking backbone at a licensed venue is a quiet positive for anyone who moves money in and out of the crypto system, including holders who later spend through crypto cards.